Please welcome to the microphone Larry Garrett.
Thank you, John. Thanks to KC Cafe Radio and the good folks of the Valentine area that are letting Porch Fest go on in their neighborhood. And thanks to the good folks giving us their porch to play on today. My name's Larry Garrett. I'm from over in Independence, Missouri, about 14, 15 miles from here. And literally everything I write is in a rut. I'm nostalgic. Everything I write's about the past. Song about one of my grandmothers. It's called When Grandma Didn't Care. I spill ketchup on her new rug. My friends all eat her food. Sometimes I'm immature and I act a little crude. My dog peed in her kitchen. My parakeet got tangled in her hair. But Grandma laughs until she cries, 'cause Grandma doesn't care. I've got car problems, I'm down on my luck. Grandma gives me a hug, hands me $100. She says I found it in a drawer, it was just laying there. I say, Grandma, you shouldn't, but Grandma doesn't care. Oh, take me back there, Lord, to the good old days. I know it sounds impossible, but you might find a way. Back to the days when my heartaches were rare. Back to the days when Grandma didn't care. It's hot out and I paint her porch. I must be a fool. Grandma watches from the window, from inside where it's cool. Then she walks out with a paintbrush. I stop and I stare. She says, keep on working, 'cause Grandma doesn't care. My final year in high school, I'm going to a senior dance. Grandma smiles and says, oh, those girls don't have a chance. I say, Grandma, you're special. There's no one to compare. I see a tear roll down her face, 'cause Grandma doesn't care. Oh, take me back there, Lord, to the good old days. I know it sounds impossible, but you might find a way. Back to the days when my heartaches were rare. Back to the days when Grandma didn't care. A journey, the miles too quickly pass. I grew up and Grandma died, nothing's meant to last. But she left me rich, richer than a millionaire. You can't put a price on what she gave when Grandma didn't care. And it's been many years now since Grandma passed away. But thank you, God, for memories, that's where she'll always stay. And when times are tough and I'm down to my last prayer, I recall the love I got when Grandma didn't care. Oh, take me back there, Lord, to the good old days. I know it sounds impossible, but you might find a way. Back to the days when my heartaches were rare. Back to the days when Grandma didn't care. Thank you. Thank you. I grew up when folk music was really coming into its own, I guess. It wasn't like the folk music of the 30s and 40s, but the 50s, 60s, and 70s, it really changed. I listened to a lot of the Beatles stuff. They wrote a lot of folk music, even a few of the Rolling Stones, and Johnny Cash is a big old country boy who sang folk songs for the most part. And one of my favorite songwriters from that era, and he passed away recently, was Guy Clark. And I always wanted to write a song something like he did, but Anytime you find somebody you really like and you try to copy it, but still make it your own, it's going to be a crappy song because it ain't really you, because you can't be them. This is called Must Be God's Grace, and kind of Guy Clark inspired in a way. Got an old bulldog, Darla's her name. Could have called her anything, she'd be the same. She drools on my clothes, but I've got no regrets. I can replace these clothes, but never a friend like this. This old house, there were times I had my doubts if the old roof and walls would keep the rain out. But my kids grew up and played here. Now my grandkids do, like living in a lighthouse that guides love home to you. Must be God's grace coming down on me. Must be God's grace coming down on me. Folks are free to disagree, but it's no mystery to me. Must be God's grace coming down on me. I've had runs of bad luck throughout my life, but no matter how tough the times, I've somehow survived. Friends and family tell me, you're so damn lucky. I just smile and say, someone up there likes me. All these good things in my life, they're more than coincidence. As a matter of fact, I believe they're all heaven sent. Folks are free to disagree, but it's no mystery to me. Must be God's grace coming down on me. Irene's my wife, me and her, 45 years. I ain't no King Arthur, but she's my Guinevere. I asked her, why'd you stay, not do better for yourself? She laughed and said, because you need help. Must be God's grace coming down on me. Must be God's grace coming down on me. Folks are free to disagree, but it's no mystery to me. Must be God's grace coming down on me. Coming down on me. Thank you, KC Cafe. For about 30 years, I was a truck driver. Looking back on it, I think, God forbid, how did I do that? 18 of it, I drove over the road. I drove for Swift Transportation. Usually they got a white trailer, and you'll see a blue or a white tractor, truck itself. It was all over the 48 states. And one thing you realize, driving down the interstates all across the country, every other exit or so you go by, there's a little town off to the side somewhere, and it looks like it's often fading away. There might be a truck stop there, but that's about all that's left. And I often wonder what it would be like living in one of those little towns, leaving and coming back 20 years later, and seeing it the way it kind of looks like the ones when I drove by. This is called Wish I Could Go Back Home. wish I could go back home, love. Wish I could go back home. But nothing stays the same. It's all changed. I can't go back home. There's a strip mall down by the old creek where Grandpa taught me how to catch frogs. There's a quick trip out in the cornfield where Big Brother let me tag along. And if you walk all the way to Main Street, stop and look around. You can see I-70 run right through what used to be our downtown. Wish I could go back home, love. Wish I could go back home. But nothing stays the same. It's all changed, and I can't go back home. Browns lived on the corner. The Garcias ran the wagon wheel. My dad umpired little league ball, but I can't find the ball field. And there's an asphalt lot where the high school was. Lord, it almost makes me cry. They fill the damn thing with new cars. No one can afford to buy. Wish I could go back home, love. Wish I could go back home. But nothing stays the same. It's all changed, and I can't go back home. Become real clear. The things that I came back for, they're no longer here. But there's one thing left I need to do before I pack up my sorrows and leave. Gotta visit the old town cemetery if I could find it out there in the weeds. Wish I could go back home, love. Wish I could go back home. But nothing stays the same. It's all changed, and I can't go back home. I can't go back home. Thank you. Thank you. When I was growing up in the 50s and 60s, we had an old man in the neighborhood. His name was John Guthrie. And we always thought he was kind of strange because we were little punk kids, and he was an old man. He's called Crazy John. John Guthrie, who lived upon the hill beyond the end of our block, out amongst the trees in some old shed. Us kids were afraid of him, never really knew why. Probably something somebody said. He had this big old dog from hell, and he pushed an old grocery cart. he'd come around as kids would move along. Growing up has its mysteries, I guess he was one of ours. So we just called him Crazy John. Crazy John, Crazy John, Crazy John. Late at night, old Crazy John, him and that dog went walking, pushing that grocery cart past our front door. We'd hide behind the bushes as we'd follow him down the street and watch him rummage through the dumpster behind the grocery store. Crazy John, Crazy John, Crazy John. Said, why don't you kids leave John alone? He's weary and he's seen better days. Instead of running from him, maybe you all could pray for Crazy John, Crazy John, Crazy John. Well, the leaves, they grew and they fell some three or four times. Then one day we realized the dog was gone. The grocery cart lay on its side out in the yard, and we hadn't seen Crazy John. Crazy John, Crazy John, Crazy John. We didn't think much of it till Raymond's mama said, did you kids know old John Guthrie died? We didn't say a word, we just stared at each other. Then we ran up to the woods and we cried, 'cause we never got too close to Crazy John. He come around, we get up and go. He was our boogeyman, our thing that went bump in the night. He was an old man we never got to know. More than anything, he was an old man we never got to know. Crazy John, Crazy John, Crazy John. Crazy John. People in the neighborhood, he lived out in the woods. Back in the 50s, even in Kansas City, there were unincorporated neighborhoods which didn't have their own sewer lines. Everything was septic tanks, didn't have their own water. And he lived out in a little like shack. At least we thought it was a shack. And he had an old dog. And we were afraid of him because we were kids, and our parents, all of our parents knew him, used to bring him food and stuff. So he got by. About I wrote this song about 6 months ago. One of my granddaughters, Jillian, we've got an old bulldog that I referenced in one of my songs, and she's always with us, my wife and I. Wherever we go, she's just following, just sits down by you. And my granddaughter, Jillian, says, "Papa, do all papas have old dogs?" And I kind of wrote a song out of that. The old man in the recliner begins to snore. The old dog at his side is stretched out on the floor. Looks like they're sleeping, but it might be a disguise. What if they're only resting their eyes? They work as a team, and you best believe always got at least one more trick up their sleeve. And you can't count the times they've rushed to your rescue. That's what grandpas, old dogs do. They watch you grow up. They're always nearby. One of them shares your tears, the other licks your face dry. Just like guardian angels, they watch over you. That's what grandpas and old dogs do. The old dog growls, the old man complains. Sometimes they're about to drive you insane. Then the old dog wags his tail, the old man gives you a wink. Now they got you thinking, they know what you think. Don't you run away, no, don't you even try. The old dog will wake the old man, and the old man will cry. Just be thankful for the love that they offer you. That's what grandpas and old dogs do. About grandpas and their old mutts. Well, once I was a youngster, but time moves along. Now I'm a grandpa and I've got an old dog. We watch you grow up, we're always nearby. One of us shares your tears, the other licks your face dry. Just like guardian angels, we watch over you. That's what grandpas and old dogs do. That's what grandpas and old dogs do. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Told you all my songs are nostalgic. I think I'd fall over dead if I wrote a song people could dance to. I don't think that ever happened. My grandmother Lillian, she was the last of my grandparents to die. I was fortunate enough to know all four of them my father's parents, the Garretts, they both died by the time I was 14. But I remember them both in my grandfather Leon died when I was 16, and my grandmother Lillian, she died when I was 45. She lived to be 91. And my mom and my aunt Lil were going to sell her house. And about the time they were going to sell her little bungalow, which she'd lived in for 50 years, Jackson County sent them a letter saying that they were buying up several houses on the block, which they'd already bought the opposite side of the street. There were some businesses there, and they were going to buy the other side of the block. 3 or 4 months passed, and that never happened. They finally found out from the county, nah, that we're not going to do it. This is when the I-70 exchange was running through the heart of Kansas City on the south side of the old northeast area. Anyway, I wrote this song called Grandma's House. Wrote it and forgot about it for 15 years till 2013 during a snowstorm. I was up at 2 in the morning going through some old books. I know this is a long story, but going through some old song books, things I had written, and there were the words, and I finished it that night. And this is called Grandma's House. This letter, it's a reminder what this house means to me. Built strong like grandma's marriage back in 1923. Her and grandpa filled it with love, kids and grandkids added more. You know, my mom still says I'm home when she walks through the door. This is Grandma's house, feels like home sweet home to me. This is Grandma's house, feel the love and family. No one's gonna take that from me. Us kids played all around the place, food for the soul. But with the passing years, steel bars covered windows. Now the neighborhood's changed again, kind of like a snake and its skin. And there's a parking lot and a pawn shop where Grandma's neighbors had been. But this is Grandma's house, feels like home sweet home to me. This is Grandma's house, feel the love and family. No one's gonna take that from me. Spoken within, oh, they're still echoing. This letter says the county claims eminent domain. It means they're going to tear down this masterpiece, replace it with a stain. But I know life and love will continue on. No matter what they take away, some things are never gone. This is Grandma's house, feels like home sweet home to me. This is Grandma's house, feel the love and family. No one's gonna take that from me. No one's gonna take that from me. This is Grandma's house. Thank you, thank you. This new song is brand new, and it's kind of, I'm kind of flying without a net here. Don't have the words in front of me. Well, I got them here, but I can't read them from where I'm at. But might be able to make you sleep. It's kind of like a, you know, you go through times in your life, sometimes you know what you believe in. You've got a strong faith and a God and everything. And other times, and now that I'm 69 years old, sometimes I don't know what I believe. And that's what this song came out. It's called Ashes to Ashes. And it's not a critique of anybody's belief or non-belief. Years they come, years they go. They disappear too, I don't know. I spend my youth trying to figure it out. All I got was this worry and doubt. Seems like forever since Mike's been gone. One day we're here, the next we're gone. His mother stood at his grave and she cried. He said he's gone to a better place. She asked why. I've talked to holy men, I've talked to all my friends. I've asked everywhere I go, but I still don't know. Is there a reason we're here? Is it just ashes to ashes, dust to dust? Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. my wife told me you should go to church. I said, I don't think that it's worth sitting there for an hour, maybe more, and end up more confused than before. Back on my roads traveled, I see my life ball of string has come unraveled. Had so many hopes, so many dreams that became falling stars and other wishful things. I've talked to holy men, I've talked to all my friends, I've asked everywhere I go, but I still don't know. Is there a reason we're here, or is it just ashes to ashes, dust to dust? Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Thank you. Thank you. Most of my songs would be good for a funeral, probably. Right, John? When I was growing up in the 50s, I had, there was this older boy in the neighborhood. He was in high school, and I was like, 8, 9, 10 years old when I first met him. And all I think his last name was McFarlane. It was Danny. And I think last name was McFarlane. And he was in high school. And so and he was just kind of a small kid, but he looked big to me. When I grew up, I realized he was a small guy. But because he talked to me and he was in high school, I thought, wow, high schoolers talking to me. And I thought that was cool. And the coolest thing about him was he had a dog. And the dog was everywhere he went, and the dog's name was Blinky, and Blinky had one eye. And once I grew up and got married, moved out of the neighborhood, Danny was already married and long gone, and I never saw him again until the 90s. I was at Sears, it was November, about 95, 96. Getting my tires changed at Sears, and there he was. I guess I was 10 years old when I first noticed them. An older boy with a bad limp, followed by him. Boy's name was Danny. He seemed shy and lonely, but that big dog with him scared the piss right out of me. Danny said his name is Blinky, you can pet him if you like. He likes to have his ears rubbed, don't worry, he won't bite. He's purebred German Shepherd, as a pup he lost that eye. In a fight with a nasty tomcat, I couldn't let him die. Yeah, Danny and Blinky were friends. I never knew Danny very well, more acquaintances than friends. I see him on the street, we talk now and then. But sure as I'd see Danny just limping along, right by his side was that big one-eyed dog. Once I saw two bigger boys push Danny to the ground. Good Lord, you didn't want to do that. When Blinky was around, that crippled boy was gentle, just like God's summer rain. That one-eyed dog could be a hurricane. Oh, don't go through life alone. It's hard enough as it is. You need a friend to lean on. Danny, he found his. Yeah, Danny and Blinky were friends. Seen for years I saw them, most everywhere I went. Suddenly childhood's gone, and the years have all been spent. By the time I finished high school, the world was calling me. I no longer saw Danny and Blinky. One rainy night several years ago, I was getting my tires changed when a long-forgotten memory came limping through the rain. We recognized each other. We shook hands, we talked and laughed. Spent a good hour reminiscing about the past. And I said, I remember Blinky and how he stayed at your side. Quietly, Danny said, at 16, Blinky died. There was a lot of crying from my wife, our kids, and me. Then Danny grinned and said, we're on Blinky number 3. Oh, don't go through life alone. It's hard enough as it is. You need a friend to lean on. Danny, he found his. Yeah, Danny and Blinky were friends. Danny and Blinky are still friends. Thank you. True story. One of the things I use to when I write songs, and I really do this, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. We've got a lot of old photographs from when my parents were married in the 40s, from even some from when they were children. And I look at a lot of the stuff of my family when I was growing up as a little kid in the 50s, and pictures of family picnics and everything, and I like looking at all that stuff. I see old aunts and uncles and stuff, people that are long gone. And I wrote this. It's called Old Photographs. Looking at old photographs, here's one, me and you. On the back in your handwriting, it reads February 72. Barely married a year then, still building our love and trust. I don't recall much money, honey, but I recall the lust. Here's one of your folks out in their new car. Seems getting to know and love them wasn't very hard. Here's our two kids helping my folks shovel snow. All our folks are gone now. Wish that wasn't so. Each of these old photographs is a moment from the past. A slice of life to be lived, but never meant to last. Dreams we shared, tears we shed, renewed in our minds. Gone but not forgotten, some things can't be left behind. hey, sweet dog. She slept on the sofa like it's where she belonged. Just another moment from the lives we've lived. Hey, look here, honey, here she is with the kid. Grandparents, aunts and uncles, old dogs and old friends. Moments that were cherished that won't be back again. Try to make the moment last, it still slips away. Sad how our tomorrows become our yesterday. So tonight we sit here with tears in our eyes, recalling all these people and moments from our lives. There'll be lots of wet smiles as we look at the past, and we'll thank God we've still got these old photographs. Each of these old photographs is a moment from the past, a slice of life to be lived but never meant to last. Dreams we shared, tears we shed, renewed in our minds, gone but not forgotten. Some things can't be left behind. Thank you. Thank you. This is another song about my grandmothers. If it wasn't for people dying, I'd have nothing to write about. So, this guy. Mixed up with another grandma song. Okay. My grandma was the rock, that rock of our family, the foundation we all stood upon. It wasn't a job she was expecting, but grandpa, he got hurt and he was gone. Now grandma was a little bitty woman, to speak up in order to be heard. But you know what they say about dying, oh might. So when she spoke, you got the word. You've heard about that cross we all carry. Well, grandma, she carried hers real well. She could preach fire and brimstone from heaven, but she could be gentle as well. You know the good Lord has a way of taking care of wayward folks like you and me. He has a very special group of women who ensure that there's a grandma's legacy. Times as grandkids had big problems, we were afraid or ashamed to take home. Grandma'd say, you have to tell your parents, but you won't have to tell them alone. Yeah, grandma was the crutch I leaned on. Without her, I'd fall flat on my face. When she died, this little bitty woman left such a great big empty space. Well, I know that Grandma's in heaven. Trust me, that's where she's gotta be, because that's where God takes care of the women who continue the Grandma's legacy. You know the good Lord has a way of taking care of wayward folks like you and me. He has a very special group of women who ensure that there's a Grandma's legacy. Yeah, they ensure that there's a Grandma's legacy. Love you, Grandma. Thank you. John tells me I got time for one more song, so let's see. The neighborhood I grew up in, back then you had literally every block had a store, a little grocery store at the end. And ours was Chris's Market. Chris Giocondo, old Italian guy. And this is back in the, he died in the early 60s, so he was, and you know, I was 3-4 years old, and my dad first started taking me up there. If my dad go up there and gets, you know, a loaf of bread or something, it was better than going to Kroger's or Safeway 6 blocks away. And different times, and he had a bunch of old guys that hung around up there, and they played checkers and cards and dominoes, and that's what the grocery store was. That was that kind of setup, and all of his kids hung around up there. And incidentally, won't just take one more second to tell this, John. I know we're running out of time, but my cousin Lillian married Chris's great-grandson, so small world. He's got pictures of his great-grandfather's grocery store. Nice talking about that. Way back in my childhood, back in my old neighborhood, Chris's Market was our corner grocery store. Chris was an old man even then, and he had a bunch of old men friends. They all played cards and dominoes right inside the door. Chris would tell folks, help yourself, if you can't find it on the shelf, I'll send one of these old guys give you a hand. Then figure up what you owe me, leave it by the Coca-Cola stand. Yeah, just a kid, I'd follow Dad up the street to get bread, milk, and lunch meat. And I liked hanging around Chris and all his friends. They tell Dad, your boy's growing like a weed. Make sure he gets all the love he needs. And if you need a babysitter, don't call us. They'd all laugh and Dad would too. I'd stand there squirming in my shoes. And Chris would say, hey boy, get yourself Baby Ruth. Chris's Market is gone. Thank God for memories, they linger on. Seems good things never last, they end up in the past. Chris's Market is gone. If you lived in my old neighborhood, you likely went to Chris's store faster than going to Safeway, and I think you got a lot more. Lots of free advice on everything under the sun, like dogs and fleas, the birds and bees, picking up girls and how the rules should be run. Then behind a cloud of cigarette smoke, they'd laugh and tell dirty jokes as if they couldn't be seen or heard. But everyone saw and heard every word. Yeah, hanging around that market, it was an acquired taste. Not for everyone, but for some it was fate. If you were suffering hard times, life wouldn't rhyme. You needed a helping hand. Chris would say, get what you need, pay me when you can. When my grandpa died, every one of those old men came to his funeral. They shook my hand, they hugged my grandma, they prayed for grandpa's soul. Kind of like that old parable, we reap what we sow. By the time I was almost grown, those old men were almost gone. Chris was one of the last to go, then he too passed on. His wife was too old to run the place, and the kids, I guess, didn't care. Besides, with all those old men gone, nobody went up there. The building fell into disrepair and was finally tore down. Nothing left now but a vacant lot, a few memories scattered around. Chris's market is gone. Thank God for memories, they linger on. Seems good things never last, they end up in the past. Chris's market is gone. Seems good things never last, they end up in my past. Chris's market is gone. Thank you, KC Cafe. Thanks to the good folks for the use of their porch. God bless. Thank you.